This is Dojo Live, Tech Without Borders, stories that bring us together. Hello and welcome to Dojo Live this Wednesday, November 8th, 2023. My name is Kim Landis and it's my pleasure to be co-hosting today along with America Guerrero.
Hello, everybody. Hello. Katya.
Yes, hello. Hi. Katya. Today's guest is Katya Alexander, who is a product designer with Encora. Katya, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, it's going to be a super fun conversation because we're going to learn about your experience of using UX to better understand who Generation Z, and more specifically, the Generation Z traveler. And we'll talk about what that means for travel companies and their products, more specifically, how they can better influence this generation to utilize their goods and services. But before we do, we'd love to get to know you a bit better. What's the Katya story? What, you know, gets you motivated to get out of bed in the morning and kind of led up to becoming a product designer?
All right. Okay. So a little bit about me. As you guys know, my name is Kathy Alexander. I'm an industrial design engineer. I've been working as a product designer, digital product designer here in Encora for about 4 years. I started off as an intern, so I've been working here for a while now, and I'm really, really excited to be talking about this topic today. It's a little bit of UX research. I've been doing more about user interface, more design work, but this was more in depth in research. So that was exciting.
All right, that's good for you. And I understand too that you are one of these amazing hybrids, multicultural individual. Tell us a bit about that.
Yeah, so I'm originally from Los Angeles, but I moved to Zacatecas, Mexico when I was like 12, I believe. And I've been living here since. I love it. And I plan to stay here.
I love it. I love it. You know, I do not have the Latina background, but I am from the state of Montana originally. Born in the United States through and through. Didn't start speaking Spanish until, you know, my 20 plus years old, but I married a Mexican and I'm here in Mexico for the foreseeable future and probably till the day I die as well. So I love it.
And you eat tacos with egg and a Coca-Cola. So that makes you Mexican.
Yeah, in my book, yeah.
That was one of my stories. One of the World Cups. I used to work at a factory before working with Encora as well. And
I didn't know
one
that.
Morning, it was the World Cup, and I had my Mexico jersey. I had my flags painted on my cheeks. Mm. It was the breakfast break, and I was eating a scrambled egg and nopal. For those of you who don't know, nopal is a type of cactus. Take the spines off, of course. And a taco and drinking like a little glass bottle of Coca-Cola at like 9 a.m. And I thought, I looked around and I'm like, I could not be more Mexican.
Yeah.
I've arrived. But we digress. So let's talk a little bit about what you did. Why was this research done for the Gen Z traveler? What motivated this?
Okay, so as we know, we hear about Gen Z all the time, right? It's like, it's the future. It's what's coming. But I don't think that's the case. I think it's there. I think most travelers right now, like if you go to the airport or see backpackers, most of them are Gen Zers already. I think millennials, we've kind of crossed the border now. And I'm a millennial. I'm the last generation of a millennial. So it was just trying to kind of get ahead of the game and understand what's happening currently, how these behaviors of these generations are kind of transforming the industry already, and then where we should be heading. So this trying to help those travel industries and agencies to kind of better target their strategies to this specific generation and to understand how Gen Zers are influenced in their decisions to buy certain products, digital products specifically, services for planning a trip specifically, right? Because travel is a whole world, but we kind of just specifically designed this research for travel planning.
Okay, who are these Gen Z? I think that I'm one of them, but I need to confirm with you.
I think you are. Yeah. So I'm 1995, which is like the last year for millennials. So Gen Zers start at 1996. We're born from 1996 to 2010.
Yep, that's me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So they're kind of all grown up, working, having, in theory, money to spend, all of those types of things. And who knows if they have money or not. But at the point in their life where adventure and getting out and seeing the world makes sense, right?
Yeah, it's actually freedom. It is, and it's actually interesting because it's a very particular, I mean, every generation has their particularities, right? But I think Gen Z's, they're kind of divided into two. We have like the older Gen Z'ers that are closer to millennials, and then we have like the younger Gen Z'ers closer to Gen Alpha, right? So what we're talking about here, the older Gen Zers, the ones that are able to travel, have, you know, a little bit more of liberty, either that be like scholarship opportunities because they're students or because they have saved up to do that travel, because not necessarily have, you know, that kind of economic liberty to travel. But it is super important to kind of differentiate it from other generations that, you know, a lot of other generations take travel as a kind of like a recreational act, journal, something that kind of motivate their identity. So that's super.
So the person I want to be, the person that I'm becoming, is much more important in terms of like cross-cultural interaction experience.
Exactly.
And that's also, I'm imagining, influencing their choices in where to go, what to do when they're there.
Exactly.
Does that apply? I can feel related, but I live in Mexico. Is it different from a C-Gen person who is located in Europe and another person who is located in the United States? Is it like the same feeling that we're experiencing about traveling and having an identity?
So this is kind of general for Gen Zers. There are particularities from like US and from Europe and from like other regions of the world, but in general, this kind of sense of identity and wanting to learn about other cultures and that kind of guiding their motivation to travel, that I could say it's pretty general to Gen Z, and it's been done in other researchers. So it was part of the background research that I did before jumping into the specific one that we're talking about today. So
nice. So let's dive into the specifics of this. What, if you could lay just baseline, I know it's a lot more complicated and for the time we've got today, but what was your process? How did you go about choosing and targeting who you wanted to talk to? A little bit about the process of what that conversation or back and forth with these individuals looked like. And then we can jump into what you found.
Okay. All right. So as I mentioned before, Gen Z kind of divides into like the older Gen Zers and the younger Gen Zers. So we kind of targeted specifically older Gen Zers who are the ones that are traveling, who have a little bit more independency, economic freedom, things like that. So it was specific.
Check out past episodes, transcripts, blogs, and more on our website. dojo.nearsoft.com.